Amen. That's I keep trying to talk Kathy into going north. I want to get up. Well, I want to stay in the upper part of the lower. My sister is a school teacher up there. She teaches the Indian tribes. I don't know what grade. I think it's eighth or ninth, something like that. And, boy, I'm telling you, they run her ragged up there. Those kids are something else, and they got their own lingo. And, you know, she don't know what they're talking about half the time because I guess the reservation's teaching them their language, which is a good thing. Keep it moving. But, boy, I'm telling you, she calls me and just, oh, you wouldn't believe what this and this. And she said, you want a bow and arrow? It was 1853 or something. I said, no, you better keep it up there. I'm liable to hurt myself. But anyway, they get all kinds of goodies going on up there in the upper with the tribes. I think it's great that she got a job up there. She's been there for, I don't know, 2 years now, maybe three. And she loves it up there. I said, there's too darn much snow up there. She told me one day, she said, well, the phones are still working. Yeah? Well, why wouldn't they be? She said, because we got 37 inches of snow last night. And it's like, oh, no, I'm like it right here.
That's a lot of snow. Now, we were up there. We did kind of a tour, I think it was three summers ago now. And you could see where people had mailboxes attached to their upper decks. You know, they had like these double-deck porches and their mailboxes up there. And Terry says, that's so they can deliver the mail on a snowmobile. I said, you've got to be kidding me. He says, nope, they get a lot of snow up here.
Yes, they do, a lot. And, I mean, she tells me some of this stuff that they get. And the snowplow, they got one snowplow that's one of them, like a snowblower on the front of a truck. It throws snow about 80 feet off the road. She says that thing comes through and cleans the road. Unbelievable. She says it's like it's snowed all over again. And she does her driveway, because she's back off a two somewhere. And she does her driveway, and that thing comes through, and she says she's got another 3 feet of snow to get rid of. So, and I know, I remember what it's like. I spent a winter pretty much up in the, off of two in Blaney Park there, on a motorcycle, no less. That's a story someday I have to tell you about. Anyway, my commercials are over, and the boys are on there, and they're cooking alligators, so I'm going to go. Have a good day, drive station here. One of them delicious dinners. Tell the hubby I said hi, and I will get off of here. NABYU signing out. Bye-bye. 7 years.
Well, it's nice to hear your voice again. And don't be a stranger, and I'll try to keep the radio on a little more often, and we'll talk again soon. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll tell Terry you said hi, 73.